This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
On the mustard, I mean the Paracast with Gene and Chris. We have Stanton Friedman. I'll take a pastrami on club bread.
Good.
Okay, with a potato knish.
Okay.
All right.
Don't forget the mustard.
I won't. It has to be deli mustard, not French's mustard, the regular deli mustard.
Yes.
You actually, up there where you live in the Atlantic time zone, are there decent delis, kosher delis where you live?
Well, kosher is reaching kind of far here. Montreal's got fine delis, kosher delis. But there are stores where you can buy meat that comes in from Montreal. Good stuff, believe it or not.
But you don't have a Katz's Deli or something like that.
No, there's Victory Meat Market, which comes close. But everybody, should invite everybody to come to Fredericton. It's the capital of the picture province of New Brunswick, home of the University of New Brunswick, the oldest English language university in Canada. It's on the beautiful St. John River, and boy, was the winter a rough one last year.
Yeah, really.
We had a special event here. I come home from the hospital after being in there for a week, ready to go, and a little tropical storm called Arthur came charging on by and knocked down, would you believe, in Fredericton alone, 4,000 trees.
Ouch.
We had no power, no phones, and no internet for a week. That wasn't fun. Fortunately, the weather wasn't horrible. You know, we didn't have really high temperatures or cold temperatures or anything like that. But hard to get anything done when you don't have power.
Did you
or
go
phones.
Through internet withdrawal? Did you start shaking and wringing your hands in an inappropriate manner?
No, I didn't do that. But it was strange. I've been here 34 years. It's by far the worst outage we've had.
Well, you know, you'd mentioned the NRO several times already in the opening stages of our show with you. And, you know, I've always wondered why the NRO isn't really singled out by ufology as potentially having the most impressive smoking gun evidence of extraterrestrials visiting and leaving this planet. I would think that they are monitoring every square inch of space around this planet, and that if anything is coming from out there to here, they would know about it. For instance,
well, I think they do, but that doesn't mean they're talking about it.
Well, John Alexander, for instance, in his book UFO, never mentions the NRO once. How do we go about ascertaining the capabilities of the NRO pointing outwards? Ron Reger, who helped design many of the optic systems for our spy satellites, told me that he thinks every satellite system that was put operational from the 90s forward is tasked with looking outwards as well.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. And trying to break through security is, that's part of the problem. People don't understand how difficult that is. I mean, I can get a good laugh from an audience when I show them the first few pages of 156 top secret Umbra NSA UFO documents on which you can read one sentence per page. Everything else is whited out. Not blacked out, whited out. Now, the CIA, they black out. And the reason for the whiteout is because of me and Phil Klass, believe it or not. I heard the NSA was putting out more information, and I'd been showing their 20-some page top secret justification to a federal court judge for withholding the data. When I called them, I'd heard that they were releasing new information. I said, because of Executive Order 12958 that Clinton signed, made it tougher to keep old stuff classified. Can I get a set? Oh, sure. What's your name? I told them my name. Oh, we know about you. And I wondered, what the heck does that mean? How come? Well, Phil Klass had said that I show the blacked out version and don't tell people that it's because sources and methods information was being released. Well, I do, as a matter of fact. But so I got the whited out version, and they did that because of me. Should I be proud? I don't think so. But nobody's really done. That came out of the lawsuit of CAUSE, Citizens Against UFO Secrecy. Right. Takes money to file lawsuits, as you know. Again, you get to the SETI characters, and let me give you two examples of their thinking. Two scientists, Dr. Tyson, the astronomer who's doing the Cosmos series, you know,
right.
Head of Hayden Planetarium. He said in a talk at Penn State University that the proof that the government can't keep secrets is how much we know about President Clinton's genitalia. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah,
what's
that
got to do with the NRO, the NSA, the CIA, the DIA, you know, any of these guys? Nothing, but it sounds good. And then Seth Shostak said the proof was that the lousy job that FEMA did on Katrina, you know, the emergency measures and stuff, and how poorly the post office is run. What's that got to do with CIA, DIA, NRO, NSA? Nothing.
Yeah.
But it sounds good. Some of these guys can't believe that a scientist could do work that isn't published in the open scientific literature. Two different guys told me, honest to God, Stan, if Roswell really happened, as I certainly maintain that it did and was a crash and retrieval of an alien spacecraft, if that had really happened, they would have had to pull half the physicists out of the colleges in the country. And I just laughed my head off. You got to be kidding. Are you really unaware of the national labs and industry? I mean, Los Alamos had thousands of people working there, and they're so naive. Let me give you an example. I had a brief stint with McDonnell Douglas. They were being nice to me. I was supposed to take a greatest job ever, figure out how flying saucers work. And I was driving across the country to take up my new job. They canceled the darn program, the NR, you know, the big program. And so I got there, and they kept me for 3 months. And one of the things I did was a literature search of the technical report literature, not the open scientific literature, which is much, much larger. And the one word that I used, the key word, magneto-aerodynamics, that is only one word. I got 900 references, 90% were classified. So there were an awful lot of people working on that. What they were doing, I don't know, but what they were doing was classified.
Yeah. Well, that does support Dolan and Joseph Farrell's assertion that we have made leaps and strides technologically in that particular area of science, and that obviously would have implications for our capabilities of actually taking off and leaving this solar system. So maybe some of these programs, instead of being canceled, that's kind of a ruse, and that they're re-picked up under deep classification and cover, and the work forges ahead for decades.
Stan, before you answer, let me just throw my logical argument concerning that. That is here, wouldn't it look better, though, at least in some respects, that some of those programs be made public so our confidence in the space program is restored? You can still keep parts of it a secret as appropriate, but why keep most of it a secret? Stan, what do you think?
Well, I think because they don't have any courage. You know, what can I say? Of course, the first thought that occurred to me when somebody asked me, why didn't we launch Apollo 18? Because the aliens told us not to. Stay the heck off our planet, the moon. That's as good an answer as any. You know, the excuse was that from Richard Nixon was that it was too expensive. It's kind of a recession at that time. Well, you're paying the Navy guys, whether they're looking for astronauts that come down out of the skies or just for submarines that are circling around. And the two rockets, the 18 and 19, were built. You know, the money was spent. So I don't have a good excuse for that, but I don't sit in at the high levels of government, and I know how easy it is to keep secrets, not how tough. And the thing about John, you mentioned him before, John Alexander. I asked John a question for which I never got an answer. How often, John, did you tell people who didn't have an appropriate clearance and need to know classified information? I bet the answer was none. He was asking people all over the place. And they said, no, we don't know anything. If they did know anything, why would you expect them to say anything to somebody who doesn't have an appropriate need to know? That's, I mean, I've had people tell me I get into the MJ-12 stuff. Well, surely those guys would have told their wives
Before you answer that question, that's a good place.
Okay.
Stanton Friedman joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,295.40. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.50, $671.25 for a half ounce, or $335.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,342.50, $671.25, $335.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You know, I can't imagine how many TV shows I see involving spies where the husband and the wife do not talk to each other because they can't. By Covert Affairs on USA Network, there was a discussion between this husband and wife team, both of whom worked at the CIA, and both of whom would not share what they were doing because they couldn't. So, Stan, did I answer your question?
Well, yeah, you've got it right. The need-to-know concept is very important. You can't control what your wife says and where she says it and when she says it. I never told my wife anything classified. Be a stupid thing for me to do. You know, who knows what she's got. You know, loose lips sink ships. I'm old enough to remember that. And it's true. It's something that people don't understand. Well, why are they keeping secrets from us? Because you can't tell your friends without telling your enemies. They read the newspapers, too. They listen to you guys on the radio. I hate to tell you that, but maybe somebody who listens to you might be an enemy of the United States.
Oh, my.
It's true.
We always have this theory that somebody in our forums is really the CIA plant.
Well, why not?
Yes, not out of the realm of reason, boy.
No, you know, you want to know what's going on, but when you say not out of the realm of reason, some of the junk that I read recently about Majestic 12 and, you know, the Bill Moore and Jamie Chandray and Rick Doty and all this kind of stuff, people mixing in things that are inappropriate to mix. Were there all kinds of shenanigans? Sure. What's that got to do with the three primary MJ-12 documents? The question isn't, are all MJ-12 documents legitimate? The question is, are any? It's kind of like, are all isotopes fissionable? No, of course not. But fortunately, there are a couple that are. Those are the ones we use. The fact that 99% aren't is beside the point. You know, wouldn't you be astonished if some real documents were released, if the government didn't turn out loads of phonies? Disinformation is a well-known government activity. Dates back a long time. You know? Many examples during World War II. And they were very important. We don't, a lot of people don't realize how close we came to losing the war. Thank goodness for Enigma and Purple and all these things. Isn't it nice to know where your enemy are sending his bombers and you only got a limited number of fighters? And he thinks you're well protected because you put all the right guys in the right place because you knew where the enemy was heading. That's very important, even though it doesn't give me another bullet. Disinformation. Hitler believed that the invasion of Europe was going to take place near Calais, not Normandy. The generals wanted to bring in the reserves. Oh, no, no, no. They're really coming down here, not over there. By the time he released them, it was too late. So disinformation, I know it doesn't sound like the thing a gentleman would do, but the Brits were doing loads of
Well, frankly, though, whether you agree with it or not, and clearly you don't, the book by James Carrion was all about disinformation.
Well, like I said, I haven't read it. I will order it now that you tell me it is on Amazon. When I looked the first time, I couldn't find it. But, just the fact that there is disinformation, and there has been loads of it, doesn't mean it's all baloney, the stuff about Roswell or the stuff about aliens. And he and I have tangled a couple of times at meetings. And he even ignored some of the data his own people had. But anyway, I'll write a column. I write a monthly column for the MUFON Journal. As soon as I get the book, I will read it and write a column. And judging on the past, unless James Carrion has changed a great deal, which I doubt, I think we'll find that the book itself is disinformation. How's that for a prediction?
Wow.
Well, he's going to be asked about it. James is participating in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. So no doubt our listeners will ask him to respond.
Okay. Well, I haven't really gone into any detail yet because I haven't read the book, and I don't dare to until I
it's
read
it. It's a little
it.
Unfair.
I'm only
to
go by past history.
Okay.
Sure. Now, in announcing your appearance, Stan, our listeners asked loads and loads of questions, and we're going to go back and forth here now. Chris is going to work through a few of them. I think we've covered some of it, but maybe, Chris, you can start with some others.
Yeah, and this one comes from Pigs in Zen, interesting avatar name. And he says, glad you're recovering, Stan. First of all, he has two questions. Who are the UFO researchers you admire the most? And has the data you've collected pointed toward the ETH exclusively, or do you also entertain the interdimensional theories touted by many researchers today?
Well, okay. if you accept ETH, part of that, as far as I'm concerned, includes a lot of capabilities that we might have thought of as paranormal. Wouldn't it be astonishing if an advanced civilization didn't know more about telepathy, about how the heck do they go through windows without breaking the windows, being able to, you know, transport stuff strangely? It would be astonishing if a truly advanced civilization didn't have all kinds of capabilities that we don't have. We're not a truly advanced civilization. So that's the first thing. What was the first question? That's the second thing.
Who do you admire in the field in terms of investigators and researchers?
Well, at the risk of patting my own books on the back, Kathleen Marden has done an outstanding job on abductions. Betty Hill's niece, and she did 85% of the work on Captured, the Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience. She has really gathered in a lot of data on abductions, people from MUFON Center, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, she is rational, sensible, and she did half the work on Science Was Wrong, as a matter of fact. And Dr. Bruce McAbee is certainly somebody that I admire greatly. Another physicist, of course. I like Dave Marler, who's done a book on triangular UFOs.
Right.
Really sharp guy.
Very good, yeah.
So there are a lot of good guys out there. Bruce is certainly one that when people want to show me a UFO picture, I say, show it to Bruce. He's looked at loads of these things, and he's an optical physicist. I'm a dumb old nuclear guy. We don't look at pictures.
Okay, got some more here if you're interested.
Sure.
Dr. Friedman, this comes from Fedora Chronicle.
Please.
And I think he got the doctor part wrong, but I'm reading it, quoting him. I've noticed a growing sense of anger and venom coming from paranormal deniers and debunkers to the point where they resort to insults and threats of violence, which that's new to me, the violence part. And he wonders if this is a new phenomenon or is he just noticing this for the first time?
Before we have that answer, let's do our break, and then Stan gets plenty of time to respond. We have Stanton Friedman returning on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Actually, I'll take corned beef lean on rye with mustard. No, hold the coleslaw. Stanton Friedman joins us with Gene and Chris. Stan, before we did our break, Chris asked a question. Would you respond now?
Which one?
Well, he's asking that he's seen a lot of anger and venom coming from the demolition of the bunkers. And he even mentioned threats of violence. Now, that's a new one to me.
I haven't had any threats of violence. I've seen plenty of anger. And what I have seen a lot of is irrationality, misrepresentation. The nasty, noisy negativists, as I call them, are certainly out there. And like I say, it's coming more as much from the city community as anybody else. I mean, let's face it, they got everything to lose. If aliens are visiting, if Roswell is real, for example, who needs SETI? Learn sign language. Why are you listening for signals? You know?
Especially archaic radio signals.
Well, yes, or even laser signals. We are a young civilization. And if the key thing that people don't realize about technology is it changes, it improves. You know, Moore's Law, was it the transistor capability double every year or two, year and a half, something like that? That's a lot of doubling, plenty of time for it. And like it or not, things change.
Well,
and I don't use the slide rule anymore, believe it or not. And I had a shock. I mentioned that I was going over how much things had changed in my lifetime. A bunch of students up at University of Detroit. I said, you know, I used the slide rule when I started work in industry, and I looked around the room.
You're scratching your head. What's that?
Well, I asked. I finally had guts enough to ask. Any of you know what a slide rule is? Not one! Boy, does that make me feel old.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, you know, the atom bomb wasn't designed with high-speed computers.
No, it wasn't. It took a lot of heavy lifting. Well, Eric, who calls himself Fedora Chronicles and has a graphic design company called that. He's wondering, how can we disarm these real, you know, vehement debunkers and deniers, besides using logic like you do, and you do a very good job of that. How does the average person, let's say, in a conversation with someone that's misinformed or ill-informed about these subjects, how does he disarm their lack of understanding and their vehemence?
Well, I suppose he could say, look, nuclear physicist Stan Friedman talks about five large-scale scientific studies. Have you read any of them? And, you know, I ask my audiences when I go over these, and typically fewer than 2% have read any. I've done debates on Coast to Coast and won at Oxford University Debating Society. I got my team got 60% of the vote. But on Coast to Coast, I debated Seth Shostak. I got 57%. They took a survey afterward. He got 33%, and 10% said, no, I don't know. I was on with Michael Shermer, head of the Skeptic Society. He got 20%. I got 80%.
You were on with John Alexander on the Paracast.
Say that again?
I said you did a debate here at the Paracast as well.
Well, you know, John, I kind of like John. And it was a strange experience in Phoenix.
Right.
2 minutes before debate time, he's supposed to go on with
Stephen Bassett, if I remember.
Yes, it was Stephen Bassett. And they come and say, Stan, we need you. What for? About to debate John.
Well, I thought he was debating Stephen. He said, hey, sure, bring him on.
Well, I had read his book, fortunately,
yeah.
And John and I had talked before the debate, and Mr. Shaheen did most of the talking anyway.
Yeah, a little preemptive kind of action there on Danny's part.
Yeah, but so, you know, the thing you can do is to try to get them to, the debunkers, to reveal their ignorance, which is usually very easy.
Yeah.
In four major areas. They haven't looked at the large-scale scientific studies. They're unaware of the data on advanced propulsion systems. They have no idea how easy it is for governments to keep secrets. And so those are areas that they're really weak on. And, you know, don't ever expect to convince any particular debunker, because...
No.
There are four basic rules for debunking. Don't bother me with the facts. My mind's made up. What the public doesn't know, I'm not going to tell them.
Deny.
Yeah, if you can't attack the data, attack the people. It's easier. Right. And do your research by proclamation. Investigation is too much trouble.
Nobody what I hate is that debunker percentage. Answered, no, it's not. That's not true. No, it's not. How do you know? No, it's not. That's not true.
Yeah. But that's... You know, I was in high school debating, and people ask me about giving lectures. I say, well, there are a couple of basic rules. Never lie and do your homework. Have facts in hand before putting mouth in gear.
Right.
It's a good rule. Two of them.
Yeah, if you don't have a command of the facts, you're going to sink fast.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's... I was surprised. I'll tell you frankly. I gave my first lecture in 1967. And I was concerned that somebody's going to come along who's going to blast my case to smithereens. And it didn't happen. You know, I was pleased. I found that my memory worked. I'm getting old. It's not as good as it used to be. But good enough so that I could count on my answers being truthful and accurate.
Right.
When you're on the stage after a lecture, you can't say, I'll give you a good answer to that tomorrow.
No, it doesn't work that way.
I can't give an answer now. You know, I don't mind saying I don't know. If I don't know, I'll say it. What else can you do?
Well, I've got another question here from a long-time poster at forum.theparacast.com, Iculus. He wants to know, Stanton, is there a UFO case that you have never discussed publicly? And if so, could you break it here on the Paracast?
A UFO case that I've never discovered publicly. Not that I have intentionally withheld, if that's what he's really asking.
Right.
No. Not that I can think of, anyway. I hear a lot of cases, you understand, so in one lecture, I'm certainly not going to talk about all the cases I've heard about.
Yeah, yeah, we'd be there for weeks.
Yes.
Here's a question from Blowfish. Do you think the government and private corporations knew about so-called ET and dimensional or dimensional encounters prior to World War II?
I would say offhand, no. And I, you know, when people talk about interdimensional, I don't know what the heck that means. It's a convenient science fiction label. You know, it's like using the term wormhole.
Right.
It sounds exotic.
Or energy.
But, well, yeah.
The favorite New Age term. Oh, it's the energy.
Yeah, but most people don't know anything at all about the energy and aren't aware that we have joined the select group of planets, if you will, that know that fusion is the way to go.
Right. Well, when they crack that particular conundrum, that egg, and we get cold fusion, that's going to be quite something.
Yeah, there's a chapter in Science Was Wrong about cold fusion, and I think they were onto something.
Yeah, that's going to change everything. Unfortunately, the oil companies still have so much political and economic clout that they're going to pick our pockets until this whole, I think, how would I put it, this whole inaccurate idea of peak oil, that whole thing is blown wide open. And, you know, but in the meantime, we're going to be seeing gas prices go up and up and up and up and up, and our pockets will be raked very effectively until we come up with the compulsion to provide new energy scenarios for a growing planet. I'm going to get off my soapbox now and ask another question.
But before you do that, we have to do our break.
Okay.
Then you can ask the questions. Maybe I'll have a few left.
Okay.
Stanton Friedman is here with Gina and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Stan Friedman's here with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. Stan, let me throw out one more question, and then Chris got a whole lot more. And that is, we've been talking about the same stuff for year after year, you and I for decades. Maybe you for more decades than I did, whatever. But do you think we have progressed any in understanding anything about UFOs and in persuading people to take it seriously?
Well, on the latter, yes, I think we have. I think what's changed is our arrogance has been knocked down a few slips. Not too many years ago, we thought there's one solar system. We got the only planet that's got life on it. And boy, we're at the top of the heap, folks. Anything we don't know isn't worth knowing, you know. Now we suddenly realize it wasn't just Copernicus who put up a new view of things, but think of Kepler. Suddenly everybody is saying, well, surely we can't be the only ones, because that old Kepler's finding planets all over the place out there. Lots and lots and lots. I mean, Frank Drake, not too many years ago, said he thought there might be as many as 8,000 places that could be sending signals. And now with Kepler, it's probably in our own galaxy, the Milky Way, alone about 8 billion. So what we're at a turning point in our understanding that we're not it. We don't have all the answers. We're not the most advanced civilization. So I think that that's one big thing that's changed. Now, everybody tells me, well, surely we're not the only ones. For most people, I mean, that doesn't satisfy the SETI guys, but because they want there to be other life out there, just as long as they don't come here, you know. And so I think times have changed, and I was getting a great response in 1967. So I think that our arrogance, I mean, Pat Robertson had a lot of followers. Remember, he thought that all the intelligent life in the universe is here on planet Earth, and this UFO stuff is the work of the devil.
Right, and UFO was all created stone.
Yeah, 4004 BC, that's when it all began.
Yep.
And I think he left six zeros out of there someplace along the way. So there has been a change. I keep trying to tell people, as long as you get your facts straight, don't worry about it. I'll go anywhere to talk to anybody.
Yeah,
I don't worry about the
bring it on.
Bunkers. Yeah.
Bring it on. Well, here's one for you. Stephen Hawking last year made a pretty interesting statement saying, you know, all this talk about discovering other life on other planets, we should be careful because chances are anything out there that's roaming around is not going to have our best interest at heart and maybe looking to exploit our you know, wonderful biodiversity or our natural resources, which include, of course, water, which is going to be very important, I'm sure. What do you think about that? About maybe we are...
Well, I think it was pretty silly from Stephen because it assumes that nobody has been here. As soon as you realize that there have got to be archives all over the place in the neighborhood, you know, there are those stupid earthlings having fuss and making a fuss out there. In other words, yeah, remember he said we shouldn't let anybody know we're here because, gee whiz, that might attract
for that.
Attention. It's a little late, very late for that. I agree with you. And, well, remember, every advanced civilization is going to be concerned about what happens if a supernova happens in the neighborhood or an asteroid slams into it or we run out of resources. They've always got to be looking for another home, so to speak. Anybody who thinks that everybody's stuck out there, well, this is it. I mean, this is a SETI viewpoint. Wherever a civilization is, that's where it is forever and ever. And it ain't going nowhere, folks. It's going to send signals hoping somebody will respond. That's utterly ridiculous.
Right. But, you know, I don't see slam dunk evidence that we've been visited by anything out there personally. I don't see the type of evidence that you would expect to see. One of these groups that are supposedly visiting here at some point, you would think besides Roswell or, you know, maybe other crashes, which are I doubt, would mess up and something would go wrong and they would somehow inadvertently expose their presence here. Why do you think aliens are still gathering flowers and looking at rocks like they've never seen them before? When they could have something in space the size of a beer keg that could pretty much get any sort of information they could want about our planet. Why are they still wandering around, you know, like they've never
seen... They're graduate students doing their thesis research on a primitive society. They're broadcasters with a weekly show, Idiocy in the Boondocks.
So you think we're important enough for anybody out there to come here, huh?
Well, not anybody. Some anybody's. The Galactic Protection Federation organization keep track on the idiots in the neighborhood.
Yeah, keep them in check. Quarantine their asses.
Well, yeah, I think quarantine would be one of the reasons for coming here. You're familiar with Bob Salas, the
of course,
those guys with the rockets. That's certainly that work that they're doing. Would indicate that aliens were very concerned about nuclear missiles. And it happened in Russia, too, remember?
Right.
So somebody's paying attention. Don't let the idiots play their games with, you know, with all that garbage.
Here's one, a question from Flatwoods, who's been a longtime poster here at forum.theparacast.com. He doesn't post very often, but when someone like Stanton Friedman comes on, you bet he's going to have a question. So he wants to know if there's any connection between Barney Barnett's story and the supposed Roswell Kodachrome slides. What do you know about these slides discovered by a house cleaner I think it was a Sedona attic or something?
I don't know enough to have an opinion. I've heard the stories, and I haven't been able to get to the bottom of them, whether they're legitimate or not. I mean, let's face it, I would certainly believe that there are incriminating evidences, if you will, hither, thither, and yon, and occasionally some of it gets out inadvertently or not. Look, I once got a classified document sent to me in the mail at my home. And I immediately, the next day, took it into work and was worried if a cop stops me, I'm really in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
Things happen. Mistakes get made. I still don't know how it happened, but I turned it in and was glad I didn't get caught with that out in the open. So what I'm saying is, it wouldn't surprise me if there were incriminating things hither, thither, or yon. That I've heard a couple of interesting stories about people having seen documents. And what can I say? there is such a mess of misinformation out there that it's, look, when was the last time you saw a serious newspaper article done by a Woodward Bernstein type? Pretty hard to find when it comes to UFOs. Look at the New York Times played up the crazy story that it was crash test dummies that explained the Roswell incident.
Yeah. They hadn't even been used yet.
Well, what's 6 years between friends? Evidence of time travel, of course. But, you know, I was able to find the guy who's pictured in the government report, who was head of the program, Colonel Madsen. He's dead now. But I was able to locate him. Wasn't hard to find. I met with him. He stressed to me that the crash test dummies had to be the same size and weight as pilots. And if you look at the pictures, 175 pounds, 6 feet tall. And incidentally, one of the funny part of that story is they were made out of wood, those crash test dummies. And sometimes the limbs came off when they hit the ground, not surprisingly. And they were in flight gear, incidentally, because that affects the drag and the heating of the bodies and so forth, the pseudo bodies. The New York Times didn't bother to check. And I am reminded that within 2 weeks of the beginning of World War II, the United States set up an office of censorship.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether it ever got dissolved.
Well, we know
one word that couldn't use, uranium, was a word that couldn't be used. And there were others.
Stephen Bassett has coined the term truth embargo, which I don't think it's as accurate a term as he would like to think it is. But no. But there has been a concerted effort, I think, over the years to downplay the serious side of UFOs and the paranormal, I think, in general. And it's been an effective way to kind of keep that giggle factor ratcheted up. And I still see local news people, whistling the Twilight Zone theme or the X-Files theme and make little green men jokes when they report on local sightings. That's still something you see, although not as much.
With Gene and Chris, we have Stanton Friedman. You're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.